Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See
terms and conditions. 18 plus. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
See website for details. From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast with our host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. First, we'd love if you left a review. We keep these things free. We want to leave them 5 days a week. And also, if you, what allows us to pay the bills and keep everything going is tcheaps.com. So if you're loving Coach Unplugged, you're loving High School Hoops, you're loving this 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, tcheaps.com is a great way to give back and also become a better basketball coach and work on your craft. So go over and check it out.
We're in October now, and some of the high school coaches are probably getting ready to start their season. And so we have a kind of a buildup of what we're going to do throughout the entire season. We're going to devote a lot of our time in the November, December, and January months really talking about practice planning and certain ways of developing your practice for certain opponents and different things. But we're first going to build on just how do you plan to do your tryout?
I know. I mean, I'm going to show you, for the people that are watching rather than listening, I'm going to show you what I came up with and tell me what you think about this. But I came up with an evaluation tool because I've always had one. But I came up with one that kind of shows a little bit of everything. Let's see if I can find it here. I won't be able to find it now because I didn't plan. Oh, yeah. So it was this one. So it's basically a breakdown, and it asks for, you know, a 1 to 5 scale, you know, how well do you shoot, you know, how well you shoot off the dribble, how well they may contain dribbling, and there's a passing aspect to it, there's a rebounding, an athletic, a defense, a gameplay, a coachability, an overall strength, because I think that's something that's important. So I've been doing a lot of thinking about that because, again, quantitative rather than qualitative, I want some things that, you know, Can they handle pressure? Do they do that? So I think from a trial standpoint, you need a couple of things. You need some sort of quantitative thing where you can evaluate strengths and weaknesses, skills, like, you know, how do they rebound? Do they anticipate? Is, you know, what's their speed like? You know, do they close out on threes? All that stuff you can evaluate and can be, you know, you can put a number on it. That's the first thing. Then the second thing is I think you need to put them in situations where you allow them to play in small groups. That's always been a big part of mine, is a lot of one-on-one, two-on-two, three-on-three in tryouts, because it's easier to evaluate skill sets in those small environments rather than, you know, the drills or the five-on-five stuff. So every one of my tryouts, I'm looking for all the things I just listed. You know, there's probably 40 things on that list, but I'm also looking for, you know, how do they create, how do they make other people around them better? And all of those things can show themselves in small game-like situations. I don't know. How have you done things in the past?
I think it's more difficult for coaches that maybe coach at the freshman or sophomore level because you just have so many players, and right. they tend to be I think there's less of a gap. You'll have your five or six really good players, and then you'll have about 15 or 20 kids that are very, very similar.
Right.
So you got to have some type of tool, and you got to know what you're looking for, because you know. That's going to be something that you are going to have to be able to communicate with parents, be able to communicate with kids. I don't think you're going to leave anything you don't want to leave anything not stated for people to know what they expect. I think the kids are going to tend to do better in your trial if they know what you're looking for. You know, they're out to please you, you know, and they're out to do what they need to do to try to make the team.
Right.
I think another thing is that you got to make it difficult. You want to make it challenging, you know, have some conditioning, really see who's got the dog in them. You like players have a little dog in them. You got to see those guys and those people that can emerge early in the season. Who's going to be a kid that can play defense and be tough and dive on the floor, doing those little things, like really emphasizing those things early in your practice. Like, what are you going to be your big focuses this season? Are you a team that's built on defensive hustle, you know? Those kind of things, you know, finding players that, you know, build on those core values of your program. I think you got to really create the criteria of what you're looking for, because I think everybody's program and criteria is different.
I think there's a couple things. First of all, yes, everyone can pick out the best player in the gym very quickly normally, and they usually pick out the worst player in the gym. They're called outliers. So those tend to be obvious. You're right, especially the younger ages or the youth coaches that are listening. It's hard to separate it, you know, that clump in the middle. It depends on the system. You know, there's coaches that have no positions. There's coaches that need two point guards. There's coaches that need shooters. So it's not whether it's fair or not. That's the reality of, you know, the programs that we all run, that you know, you're looking for specific things. You know, some people are looking for size. Some people are looking for athletes. Some people are looking for, so I think you're right. I think it fits into the system or the style that maybe the specific coach is looking for.
I also got to think, like, how do they respond to instruction? So you don't want to front load everything within the season, but you want to put a little bit of your system within and see how they pick up on it. Cause I think you can really get a lot about, who that kid is at the IQ level, because you're going to have a lot of kids that have the same athletic ability and so forth, but there's going to be a huge difference about decision making, what they do off the basketball, their understanding of the game is going to be a huge difference maker how you select your players from that middle of the pack.
Right. I think that's a big thing what you just said there, is like how quickly are you able to implement something? I always put stuff in that we're going to use during the season in the first couple of days, to see that even kids that have come back don't necessarily know. I might be testing it, but I'm also checking to see how quickly they can pick it up, how well, if they don't know it, how they get around solving problems, basically. Like, or, you know, at the youth level when they were little and you put five-man weave out there or something.
Hey, Coach, I hope you're enjoying the podcast as much as I am. Couple things. First of all, stop that treadmill. Go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial, resources, community, office hours, you name it, we got it. It's Hulu, Amazon Prime, and Netflix all put together with mentors, with community, with coaches who want to help each other. With me, one-on-one call, someone that's been through the battle. So go over and check it out. Also, pause, go look at iTunes and leave a review. We would really appreciate that. Those five-star ones really help a lot. Talk to you soon.
Five-man weave out there or something. Some kids knew how to do it. You'd quickly find out who could adjust. Well, maybe we're doing some tweaks to our offense. So in those first couple of days, we're going to do some stuff with our offense, and we're going to work on that. And then I'm going to see how kids adjust to it and how quickly they pick it up. I think that, because it shows what kind, you know, how fast can I put, you know, if there's 30 seconds left, I call a timeout and I got to diagram something up that maybe we haven't done, which isn't normally going to happen, but maybe how quickly can they adjust on the fly? I think that's an under-tested thing, especially at the high school level and the higher high school level.
And I also think that sometimes people make trials a complete isolation. I think it also has to have a practice feel to it.
Yes.
You know, because some people do trials for 3 days and they're testing their dribbling and all these just basic skill stuff, right? And then you've raced it 3 days and all you've been able to do is see them assess their skill set. Like, right. There's so much more to basketball. So you have to be able to say, all right, what's some drills that we could definitely value in the beginning of the year that we're going to use later on the year that we can put in right away, you know, whether it's three on three, you know, defensive drills, all those things that are going to be valuable. It's just not like, all right, you know, let's just see how well these people can make layups or how many shots they can make. Like, you're going to find shooters. You're going to find those pretty easy just watching people do it, observing. You know, I think you've got to be really observing, but you got to have more of a practice feel than just a tryout feel. I think it's huge as well.
You know, in every one of my trials for 30 years has had a practice feel. I'm not going to come in and time your 20, and I'm not going to – the stuff I was listing before and showing you, all that stuff's going to be within something that we're already doing. Now, I sit back more in tryouts those 2 days and let other people kind of run the show and do things. And I'll jump in if we're like implementing something offensively and things like that. But that's where I'm sitting back and it's like, okay, yep. I'm looking at those things, you know, how is their quickness? How well do they box out? You know, do they find the right spot on the offense that we just talked about? Those kind of things. I'm doing it not within a specific, you know, yes. I agree, because you're going to practice all year. You're going to run something. You know, how do they evaluate? How do they work through those practices? I think is important. I agree.
Yeah, and I think it's a definite time to. You got to have time for conditioning. You got to see guys that are willing to be conditioned. You know, are they willing to put forth that effort? Because those things are so important. And if you see guys that aren't hustling, you can really start to weed out people very early on in the season. What's going to be your group of guys?
Right. It does not take very long. and that goes back to, that's why I think I do a lot of the one-on-one and two-on-two stuff, is I just want to see, how are you going to compete? Are you going to go at it in every possession, all that stuff, all the way through? Because you can't hide. You and I have talked about that. One-on-one, two-on-two, you can't hide. You got to play. So I think that's why it's also important. Any other things for coaches?
I just think the last thing is that you want to pick the players that are going to make your team the best.
Yes.
It's not always the 15 best players. It's the 15 guys or 12 guys that are going to fit the mold for that season. And, if you got a sophomore or a freshman that, you know, he's really good, but he might not just be ready yet for that team, you know, making those decisions, being really critical about how you conduct and put your teams together. It fits the mold of what you want to do for the full season.
Right. I tell people that when you pick your staff and when you pick your team are the two most important days of the year. They are like crazy important, because it sets the tone for everything. I'll put a link down in the show notes if people want a copy of what I was talking about in terms of the tryout form and stuff like that. So if they want that, I'll put it down below. Easy to get. Just click on it. You can go find it.
All right. So question of the day is, one of your favorite tryout drills then, coach?
So my favorite one of my favorite is playing one-on-one half court. And
okay.
I got two lines going at the same time, just describing it. So, you know, I will do it where the offense has an advantage. Offense is even. Offense is behind. I'll do all sorts of variations of that just to see how they react, you know, the difference between you being behind defensively or ahead offensively, what kind of shots you give. I'll limit the number of dribbles that they can have. I'll limit all that stuff. I love those drills because they end up playing against different, you know, like maybe the 6-foot kid will start end up playing against the 6'5 kid, or the quick kid will end up playing. Well, the kid that's maybe not as quick is really smart and is able to adjust against the quick. And all that stuff I think is really important. That's my, I can tell you within 10 minutes of my first trial, we're playing some one-on-one. I'm going to expose your weaknesses if you have them. Cause I just want to see, there's all sorts of drills, but I think that's one of my favorite. It's just because then you can separate the kids that can play, the kids that are competitive, the kids that can do all those little things. I think that's really important. What's one of yours?
I would say one of my favorite drills is just 3-on-3 shell. into live, just being able to watch the kids defensively rotate early on the first couple of days of practice. How well you can watch them, how they interact with their teammates, how they interact offensively and defensively, how they rotate. And you don't do a lot of coaching. I do more coaching in the regards to the defensive part, and I kind of watch the offense take its, you know, let, I'm not going to coach that offense yet, because we all know that defense really builds faster than offense does early on in the season. And so I think just coaching that point and just going 3-on-3 shell drill and being able to see those guys half court. I might have one group on one side of the gym, another group on the other side of the gym, two assistant coaches conducting both of those. I'm just watching and just watching how these players respond and communicate. And just, I think it's a great way to see your players and evaluate them early on in the season.
I do too. I mean, I think it's a great way. I think this leads into another point about tryouts is too. If I see something really bad, I'll step in, but I tend to not quote unquote coach as much. You know, if a kid's not to the helpline or they're fouling or they're double hand check, I will step in and say stuff. I just won't do it probably quite as much or do some of the corrective things that I think I feel like I need to do during the season. I won't do quite as much in those couple of days of tryouts. I'll do it. I'm not going to let a kid run into traffic kind of thing. I'm going to stop them before they do something really horrible. But I try to sit back and observe more than to jump in and do those kind of things. I don't know how you ran yours, but it's hard because I want to help them and I want to pull them to the side. And that's what I'll do more often is I'll just pull them to the side and say, hey, that last one, you didn't get to the help side. Let me show you what that is kind of thing. I won't stop something as much, but I don't know how you did it.
I really want to be able to emphasize, okay, so if we're going to force middle, I want them to be able to do that and how quickly they can do that, how well they react, you know. If a big emphasis I always talk about is communication, how well are kids communicating? Are they not afraid to communicate, those type of things? Because I think if you can get guys that can listen and communicate, I think those are great guys to be on a team. And so those are the things that I really look for. I try to emphasize a couple things I really want for my kids and those type of drills.
I do too. Okay. Thanks, Coach.
All right, sounds great, Coach.
See you next week. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. Make sure you go over and check us out on YouTube, Teach Hoops on YouTube. It's a great channel, always putting new videos up there. Also, make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Do you want to win that conference championship? Do you want to win that state championship? Do you want to win that tournament? Let me help you do that. Go over and check it out.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.